The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Camp Kyle's over. How are you feeling physically, mentally?
Good, man. Just knowing that I finished it healthy means that, you know, I took care of my body the right way. And, you know, it's a grind out here. So just being able to finish this last fall camp has been fun, and we're excited for the season to start.
So how far do you think you've grown from spring ball when you were starting out playing safety to up to this point? How do you think you've grown?
I think I've grown tremendously, just in terms of understanding when, you know, having a quarterback's timing in my head and just understanding where I need to be at certain times. And even when it comes down to little things such as where I'm supposed to drop, I think that I've grown tremendously. So I'm just excited to put it to work.
What's your sense of how the defense has progressed in these 17 days?
You know, a lot of people have been talking about our backers, and I think that the biggest improvement was the backers this fall camp. You know, just making sure that they know what they're doing in every single situation, and they've been making a lot of plays, and we're just excited for those guys.
And, you know, part of the theme of the whole month has been who the first opponent is. I mean, did you sense that helped push you guys through camp?
Definitely. I mean, you know, a lot of guys know this BYU rivalry is, you know, a big thing in Utah, so it definitely made a lot of people amped up and ready to play. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, having that mindset of, you know, why we're working. That's the biggest thing when we come to fall camp. We got to understand what we're doing this for. And the biggest thing was, you know, we're playing BYU first game, so just be prepared. And, you know, they showed up. They stepped up. We all did.
Is there something you learned about your team that you didn't really know before camp?
The biggest thing is, you know, we got a lot of hard workers, a lot of guys who are willing to keep on fighting no matter what. You know, coach told us that we weren't going to have gassers today. Surprised with some gassers at the end, you know, we dug it out, and that's the kind of team we have, and we're just excited.
So you've had a lot of experience, obviously, at corner, moving to safety. Are you helping out with the kind of the newer guys, younger guys at the corner position?
Oh, definitely. Exactly. That's why they liked me coming from corner to safety, just because, you know, I can put people in certain positions, whether it be a nickel or a corner. And even when they start going fast pace, you know, it's easy when they don't know where they're going. I'm like, hey, just go to the post and I'll take your guy because I know what I'm doing at corner because I've been there before. So it's definitely something that we've been working on, and it's fun.
And then getting voted on to be on the council for the team, you know, kind of what it entails in that, and what's kind of the initial thought you had when they told you that?
My teammates trust me, man. Just being able to be on leadership just shows that, you know, my teammates think that I can do it and I'm a good leader. So I just want to prove them right, you know. I just want to show them that I am a good leader and continue to lead. Yes, sir.